Well, hello, sister travelers. Well, we all want to be efficient in our packing, but are packing cubes the answer? Should I use them or not? Well, stay tuned to find out. Welcome to Solo Travel Adventures, my sisters. Don't let fear hold you back from traveling alone. I want you to gather your courage, listen to inspiring stories, and learn how to travel solo while safely navigating new places from this show. I'm Cheryl Esch, solo travel advocate and travel coach, and I want you to have a transformative experience when you travel solo. So pack your bags, book your flight, and check one more time for that passport. It's time to explore the world. Well, what is all the hype about packing cubes? And should I use them? What are the pros and cons? Well, we'll talk about what packing cubes are, how they work, how to use them, and the various types. And then even I'll share how I use them in my travels. So packing cubes, if you're not familiar, they're just small bags that can press your clothes. And typically they are comprised of a lightweight fabric, usually nylon or polyester with a zipper and a mesh area to let the air out. Now, packing cubes can help if maybe you're an overpacker or you feel disorganized when you travel. They are a great way to help with those things. For example, it can prevent wrinkles with your clothing, so you do need to fold and then roll them to fit them into those packing cubes that you have. It will keep your clothes organized. So you can use it a couple different ways, and I'll share how I use them in a moment of how I keep my clothes organized in different ways. It helps condense your packing by about 5 to 10% if you're using just the traditional packing cubes. And they can help you organize to pack things that are similar items, keeping them separate. So one way you could use it is you could put all your undergarments in one packing cube, and then maybe all your tops in another, and then all your pants in another to keep them separated. Or you can pack them as complete outfits in each packing cube if you want to do it that way. Now, how I use packing cubes is I use them to organize my clothes, and this is beneficial. Like I just mentioned, I put like items in the same packing cube. That way I'm not having to dig around. Maybe I'm looking for my socks, so they're going to be in a separate packing cube than something else, or all my tops are in a separate packing cube. This is also helpful whether you're using a suitcase or a backpack, especially if you're using a backpack, because no one wants to empty their whole backpack just to find an item, a clothing item. So if you have packing cubes and you maybe designate certain sizes for certain types of clothing, then you know, oh, this larger rectangular packing cube is what I packed my pants in, or my skirts or bottoms in, right? And you can just pull that out. I like it too to take, one empty one, because packing cubes not only keep your clothes separated and organized, can also keep, separating clean from dirty. So I typically take at least one empty packing cube to especially put my dirty undergarments in. I definitely want to keep those separate from, my clean stuff. I don't want to be questioning whether that item is clean or not. So I keep them in separate packing cubes to prevent that from happening. So there are a couple different types of packing cubes. There's nothing fancy about the type I have. Matter of fact, they are just those Amazon basics you can get. I think they were about $23 or so approximately on Amazon. And I got 5 in a pack. I bought several sets, 2 for myself because I like to take some empties, but I also bought a set for each of my kids so that they have them. And of course, different colors. So if we were traveling together by chance, just hypothetically, that each of them would have their separate colors and we would know whose items were what, for example. So the types of packing cubes, my type, like I said, is a very basic type. It is that nylon with a zipper, and it has a mesh area that lets the air out. Now, there are at least two other types that I have seen. There is the compressed ones, which require, they're either plastic, they're actually both plastic, and they're either a one-way valve that pulls the air out, or there's the, also the compressed ones that use a vacuum or uses a pump to sort of suck out the air. Now, the downfall to these types, the ones that are plastic and then they suck out the air, is they actually can damage your fabrics over time. A particularly delicate type fabric. So I just go with the regular nylon ones. There is another one that's, I think, kind of in between. It's the sack type. So it's a sack. It's similar. It has a zipper, but it has some straps that you can tighten to compress it more. So this is similar to, I have a sleeping bag that does that, so I can compress it to really small size. So there is that type as well. Now, it just might be a trial and error seeing what kind of packing cubes you prefer when you travel. Now, are they for everybody? Mostly, but for example, when I went to Paris last year, I used some, but not all, because how I packed, I had to pack so efficiently and so tightly that I actually had to keep things outside of cubes so that I could fill in little corners, right? And fill in those empty spots because I was packing so tightly. And so packing cubes in some ways was beneficial, but not in all cases. So you can certainly play with the idea. I like them mostly to keep my clothes organized and to keep clean away from dirty clothes. So there are definitely pros and cons to packing cubes. So question answered, should I use packing cubes? Yes, I think everybody should, and you can play around with what type works best for you and whether you like to use the separate items together or pack your outfits in one together. So give it a shot, and I have included the link to the Amazon type that I have. You can certainly do a search for others. There are so many out there. It's just a matter of finding what works best for you, but they're definitely beneficial in my opinion. So if you don't have packing cubes yet, just go buy a cheap set and try them out and then determine if you want to upgrade to any other kinds. Hey, sister travelers, did this podcast inspire and encourage you or move you to get out there and travel? Wonderful. There are three ways you can thank me. First one is leave a written review for the show on Apple Podcast. Two, share the show with your sister travelers, your friends, your family. And three, subscribe to the show so you never miss an episode. And thank you again for listening to the show. Sisters, be fearless, take the leap, and get out there and have an adventure.